are listening to WNRBLP Wausau. What's going on here, K-Man? I had reverb, and I also had someone else talking. WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. Conversation Digest is hitting the airwaves right now. Each and every Friday at 7 o'clock sharp, this is Conversation Digest, a.k.a. also known as the gateway to the weekend.
Which weekend? This weekend?
And every other. As well as Party Central on Friday night, 7 o'clock sharp to 8 o'clock to maybe 8:30 this evening. We will be live. At that point, we will go to the pre-recorded vintage archived episodes of Conversation Digest. And then also, once again, huge debut of a brand new program on WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. And the gentleman, or the scourge of the airwaves, to my right, the K-Man, will be the official host of that program. And it's a music program where he plays music that isn't often heard anywhere, whether it's...
Some of it is just to...
Whatever. Where would you hear it? At a rave?
I don't know. Other places...
All right. Well, I'm the condition. The K-Man is to my right. On your radio dial, he would be on one of the sides. I am bad with directions. Also, Dr. Rent is in the house. Dr. Rent is here. He's got his programs on every Thursday, or most every Thursday. He's a very busy man. Unlike the K-Man and I, he has many, many things to do in his life. I would like to list some sponsorship that keeps this radio station going. We are a community station. We are not a commercial station. There's not a profit going on here, if you know what I am saying. All American Taxi, County Market, Wayne Steering Insurance, El Tequila Salsa, and Furniture Mattress of Stevens Point, all sponsors of WNRBLP Wausau, making shows like this possible to hit the airwaves each and every week.
Do we say anything more about them or just say the name?
Well, that's the marketing department that decide that. They're not leading the way on that, I guess. Well, that's fine. So how's Dr. Rent this evening? I mean, I don't know. We should get that third microphone in here.
People heard me yesterday.
They heard him yesterday. Okay, they hit their quota with Dr. Rent. Okay.
Share your time. I'm solo on the mic.
That's true. So we have Dr. Rent's current events, whereby the K-Man has challenged me officially to a duel, to trivia questions that are based on local events and global, if not national, events. I schooled him.
I don't care
if
you take me to the grave with that.
Last week, there was friendly
competition is where it's at.
Friendly competition?
Yeah.
I know you too well to believe in friendly competition. You'll do anything to win contest, just like I will. We're too competitive. We're both Scorpios, as is my little mini schnauzer, sweet little Willipop.
Get off my lawn. That's all I got.
So what we have on the way here is a discussion on Weston, hard-hitting news up in just a bit, also what we saw on the way to the studio, and maybe some music mixed in, as well as, we'll do some accordion music as such, and so on and so forth. Studio lines are open, 842-8390.
715 at the dial now.
Oh, yeah, they have to dial that. It's a landline.
And maybe even one if you're on a landline.
Okay, so 715-842-8390. Studio lines are now open. Make a verbal, if you would like to make a verbal contribution.
Yeah, call to actions.
Yeah, I don't really care about stuff. Also, I do care about everything. But this show is all about opinions and entertainment, but our views and our opinions may or may not be those views expressed by the ownership or otherwise management of this fine radio station. What else do we have on the way? We have we don't give a crap moment of the week.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And that's up in just a bit here. Why don't we hit?
Who's the jerk?
Why don't we just do what we saw on the way to the studio? I'm trying to amp it up. I have a migraine headache today, and I'm feeling somewhat stressed out. I was commuting to Stevens Point this week, and I would admit that's not that bad of a commute, am I right? It's not a bad commute.
It's a decent commute. It's not too long, not too short.
But things happen sometimes on that 30-mile stretch that can drive one to be angry, if not infuriated, and that's part of my what I saw on the way to the studio. Let's cue that up, yo.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And just a bit here, we'll do the hard-hitting. Yeah, I forgot to do that. Well, no, I did do that. You just didn't see it, so. All right. What are you doing?
I'm playing it. Or didn't... Oh.
Well, you wouldn't want to restart that, K-Man.
Not the Grand, what is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every Friday at 12 after the hour, in this case 10 after the hour, we saw what we saw on the way to the studio. It's an excursion into the experiences of life. K-Man, on the way to the studio, what did you see this evening?
I saw lots of wind and then some kid trying to fly a kite, but he couldn't get the kite up in the air. I don't know what's his problem. I don't know why he was attempting.
What is he, a modern-day Charlie Brown where everything he does turns into a massive mistake?
Yeah, and then there's some girl holding a football. And then whipping it away the second that he came up to kick it.
Was it a girl or was it a woman?
Had to be a girl.
All right, so that might have been Lucy or Sally.
No, it would be Lucy doing that.
So we see a kid trying to fly a kite, and it doesn't work even on a windy day. Is there too much wind? Could there be too much wind?
Usually kites go up in wind.
All right, well, that kid's not that intelligent. But suffice to say, many people are not in America. That's how we end up with, no offense, that's how we end up with the current state of affairs with... the budget financially.
It happens.
Nationally.
What are you going to do?
I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm not feeling well at all. Once again, Dr. Rentz in the studio. You saw a kite who couldn't set it up. Oh, a kid who couldn't.
Set up the kite.
So I saw on the way to the studio is I was, like I said earlier, I was mentioning that I was commuting from Stevens Point to Wausau, and I was realizing that. You know, people from different states, we do have a different perception of laws and regulations. What came in?
I'm sorry.
And so what I saw on the way to the studio were Illinoisans. That's what I referred to. Badge right now. Illinoisans are not people from Illinois just because they live there. They are Illinoisans are people from Illinois that drive recklessly and voraciously and act as if they need to pass me up just because they're from Illinois. So I'm driving on 51 northbound, minding my business, going 71 miles per hour, right? I'm actually exceeding the speed limit by 6 miles per hour. Do you know why I'm exceeding the speed limit by 6 miles per hour, K-Man? Do you understand why that might be?
No.
It's
why?
To stay with the flow of traffic. I like to abide by the law because it is the law. If you do 4 or 5 over, usually I'll say that's okay. 6 or 7 is on the cusp of going excessive with speed limit. MPH, I try not to go too excessive with that, but I've got a whole line of Illinoisans, people from Illinois driving recklessly and too fast, going 80 miles per hour. I didn't clock them, but I could tell you they were going at least 80 miles per hour.
Were you going along with them like that?
I was trying to keep up, but I'm not going to go 80 miles per hour on the highway. I'm not going to do it because I would be the last one in line. I'm going to get the cop pulling me over. So that's what I saw on the way to the studio each and every week. Not that there's much of a real relevancy to what we saw on the way to the studio, but it just... helps you tap into what it is that we are experiencing in our lives. Right now on Conversation Digest, we don't give a crap about certain things. And that's what we're talking about right now. We haven't even gotten to the intro or to the beginning of hard-hitting news, FYI.
Are we going behind here or ahead?
Running behind, but also 40. Mm. We'll do a 32 after the hour. We'll do a commercial break at 30 after the hour, in which case, K-Man, I will give you that hand signal, or in this case, more of an arm-fist signal. Here's how we operate. First of all, I get sidetracked. I get sidetracked constantly by things all around me. So I'm trying
ADD?
To say, it might be. It might. It could be.
Attention deficit disorder.
In which case, when I want to go to the next part of the program, the K-Man is at the helm of the controls. I give him a hand signal. You know the semis, when you do the hand signal to get them to honk their horn?
That's the high point of my day, if I get that
That's what
going.
I do to get the K-Man to register or to initiate the next element of the program. An element is a sounder or otherwise a feature, a song, or what have you. It's the next thing going to happen. Just so you know, if we ever talk about me giving the signal, that's what it is that we're talking about.
Well, after you do that, and I probably won't see it, you'll probably yell at me.
No, you'll see it, because I'll make it more obvious.
If I don't know that you're doing it, you're still going to yell at me if I don't do it right away.
Well, I am a yeller, but you gracefully accept it as instruction, as guidance, and as a tutelage-type situation, as because I am a broadcast aficionado, or perhaps...
Aficionado?
No, I'm not. I'm an amateur. I've done real radio, unlike Michael Bowman, but... Hard-hitting news up in just a bit. Right now, we're going to do a I-don't-give-a-crap moment of the week. Each and every week, an article that I will either read small portions of or nothing whatsoever from the article.
Enough to show that you don't give a crap.
Yeah. But this is an article that really there's more to it than meets the eye. So I don't care. I don't care about the story, but I will acknowledge this, that certain factions of society may in fact give a rat's rear end about this article. And I cannot even get into this because it is blocked by...
Oh!
Well, I don't remember what the article was. It's blocked. I can't get in there. It's blocked.
Wants the Daily Herald?
Oh, I know what this was. Can you bypass that, please? Here it is. No, actually, it's the green... here it is.
Oh, it's actually loaded this time?
It's actually... What this is a... It's actually loading this time, but I don't give a crap moment of the week, but it really is a big issue. It is an issue because it's your tax dollars. Dr. Rent and the K-Man and I were talking about tax dollars and such in the bullpen. I'll call that the bullpen. But
do you know that?
It's on there. Yeah, it's right there. Marriage of Figaro Dutiano. So the conditions in a prison. Should they be great? Should they be lackluster? I think if a hardened criminal has killed or has victimized people, innocent individuals, they should be treated harshly. Am I right, K-Man, or am I wrong? I mean, you're more of a liberal individual. God bless you. That is your right. That is your responsibility to admit as such.
I've never admitted it.
I know, but...
You're the only one that ever admitted it for me.
I just think that you are, and there's no shame in that. No shame whatsoever. I love liberals and conservatives. Oh, great. This is part of... Okay,
I'm
so...
I'm going to pay attention.
Madison, where I did reside for at least 1 year, and I hated every moment of it. Hated the politics. Life is getting better, but that's okay. They need those politics. We need conservatives, liberals, and all of the above. Madison, state settles lawsuits with Waupun inmates over harsh prison conditions. Life's getting better for some of Wisconsin's most dangerous and worst-behaving prisoners. Now, that line right there is enough to infuriate me.
They're getting dangerous?
How is it that if we know that these people have been committed to the prisons, to the prison system for an awful, hideous, insanely heinous crime that they committed, why are we so concerned about the way that with which they lived their lives? Human rights! They compromised their human rights when they did the crime. You do the crime, you pay the time. Am I right? So,
some people do.
Some of the issues at hand here. We had lawsuits that were filed by the inmates, which happens all the time. And guess who gets to pay for that situation?
You,
the taxpayer. State officials have agreed to make wide-ranging changes to the segregation unit at the maximum security. Blah blah blah. I'm not too concerned about this. It's way too long.
Whoa! I gotta read that.
I mean, here's a story. No, and I'm not letting you. The only person that has the time to read this article is someone that's doing a life sentence, because I don't have time for this thing. Department of Corrections said Thursday the changes will cost more than $60,000. Settlements award the inmates and their attorneys an additional $113,000 in fees and damages. Inmates Matthew R. Shoemaker and Sean J. Matz had sued, arguing that the conditions at the cells were so isolating and harsh that they violated the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment and worsened their mental illnesses. First of all, so they had mental illnesses? Have they been diagnosed as such? Each had tried to kill himself. Oh, gosh. Well, we need to give them nicer nooses, I suppose. Each had tried to kill himself at Waupun, which a state audit released last year found that the highest suicide rate of all state prisons. They're the worst hardened criminals. They don't care about life. They'll kill themselves at a drop of a hat.
Or other people.
Doesn't that save taxpayer money?
Yeah.
That would save.
I mean, why are we trying to stop him? So both had complained that, now here's the story. Both had complained, and I agree with this, both had complained that the fluorescent nightlights that are constantly on for security purposes made it hard for them to sleep, and they were not allowed to cover their eyes without facing discipline. What?
Couldn't they lay? Well, I guess they, you wouldn't want to lay face down.
Oh. So they said that, well, I took that one way, and maybe the
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either, K-Man.
I talk about things I know nothing about all the time.
In case you know, this song is the operatic theme from Shawshank Redemption. Whatever.
Theme? It's when he was in the warden's office.
Okay, I misspoke, K-Man.
Oh, I will correct you in any chance I can.
All right, we'll just wait till
my
I call.
My small winning.
So that all that will change on the settlement, which avoids an expensive class action lawsuit, which is good, like ones that have been filed against other states or prisons in recent years over harsh conditions. Is this a man here? I'll do... Okay. These are significant changes that will improve the conditions of confinement for all prisoners in the segregation unit at Waupun, said Gregory Everts at Corliss and Brady Law Firm, one of the attorneys who represented the inmates. Our goal was to improve the conditions for prisoners who suffer from serious mental illnesses. If they had serious mental illnesses, wouldn't they have gotten the insanity plea?
Maybe they weren't that insane.
I'm done with this article. Matt's 30 is serving a 35-year term for first-degree reckless homicide and armed robbery. Schumacher, 28, is serving a life sentence in the beating and stabbing death of a restaurant owner in 1999. Both suffered.
They probably didn't give him enough ranch dressing.
I was going to say there was a fly in his suit. Both suffered from multiple mental illnesses. According to last year's audit, 46% of the inmates in segregation have mental health issues, compared with 33% in the general population. Jeez. Egger said that the number of mentally ill inmates has been rising, and the state is addressing their needs within the budget restraints of the state's fiscal climate. So the real concern here is that the lights are so bright they can't get a good night's sleep. Do they need white noise? Is it that we can give them some warm milk at night? Can we read them a bedtime story about freedom? Can we read them a bedtime story where a little animal, a fuzzy little animal, enjoys the freedoms of a prairie, of a rolling plain? I'm not really... Dr. Ren, are you too concerned about the rights of a hardened criminal?
I don't understand why we go on suicide watch. I mean, we don't have a death penalty, but gee, if they're killing themselves, then we don't have to worry about them.
They'd save money.
They're helping us out. They're saving the tax.
Yeah, why are we worried about them? I mean, seriously. So I guess we're worried about that. I don't give a crap. Moment of the week, each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest.
I want to go in.
This week's been a great week for weather because it's been unstable, and I like instability in the weather because it's a true reflection, unintentional reflection of what's going on in America right now. Is that a stretch?
What's that? What's a stretch?
Well, no, that I'm saying that there's a reflection of there's a correlation between weather and the... Oh, no, you can't... No, I need to play that. I needed that. I can't play that?
Press the where it says watch on YouTube.
Oh. Can you say that on the air, YouTube?
Yeah, I guess I
did. Tonight's program's taking a real flush.
Sure, I can get that.
All right, so we'll just play that for some inspirational moments. Dr. Ren's current events coming up shortly. After a quick fake commercial break, just keep in mind any commercial we play on this show is in fact fake. Yes. It is not real. It is just for your entertainment purposes.
What's this doing? Is that doing it?
Yeah. I think we'll enjoy this. So. Dr. Ren will enjoy this.
Sigmund.
Drink. Angst, Zweifel. Drei, vier, lift your stein and drink your beer. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, lift your stein and drink your beer. Drink, 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 two eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me.
Drink, 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 two lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree. Here's a hope that those bright eyes will shine.
So what are your thoughts? 842-8390, 715-842-8390 with the change we have, 715 first. Do we agree that inmates deserve more rights? If deemed mentally ill, is that the real issue here, or is it that any inmate had a lawsuit against the prison system? If one that was sane had a lawsuit against the prison system, they would still have to address that, wouldn't they? Especially if, in fact, there's a civil action suit. Am I right, K-Man?
Yes.
I always ask you if I'm right about certain things. You say
yes. I blindly agree. I didn't really hear you.
Because quite often I think I'm wrong.
You usually are.
I'm usually tired. I usually have a migraine. I get migraines all the time. Do you understand that about me?
Are you sure they're not migraines and not something else?
I just said they're migraines.
Are you sure they're something else? Or
I don't know.
Migraines?
I'm not going to self-diagnose it. Except
you
for
always
to say,
self-diagnose.
Well, it's a legitimate pain, and it hurts very bad.
Ouch.
All right. So hard-hitting news coming up in just a few moments. Weston. Weston, oh, wherefore art thou?
We're going to hit a commercial.
You're very easy to find. 5 minutes, we'll hit that commercial.
Oh, five.
Well, okay.
Hand signal 5 minutes.
This means 5 minutes. All right, okay. So Weston is a place on the map that's not hard to find because of the W's that are all over the place. 10 years. Yeah, you're going to get tested on this too, K-Man.
Oh, I am.
So Weston, when you drive through there initially, you think, okay, so George W. Bush is running for re-election again because there are W's all over the place. And some are saying via the poll, the popularity poll in reference to the W monuments, the obelisks. First off, some people say they're trying to compensate for something, which is normally what you'd say about a guy that, well, never mind. Not going to go there, girlfriend. But what the W's, I didn't really say it. I just alluded to it. I just alluded to it.
It happens.
The W monuments, they look like miniature. If you haven't seen these, you need to go over there. And plenty of people agree on this, and plenty of people disagree. I loathe them. And Dr. Rent thinks that it's a nice signature to the community, and he brings up a valid point. He said also, when we were talking about this before the show, that there's an excessive nature to these things, and I would certainly agree. In fact, just one being there is excessive. I think they're hideous. No offense to those who built them, designed them, placed them.
Well, the people who built them... It's not really their fault. It's the people who designed it and then made it happen.
They're an accessory to the crime of ugliness.
They were just doing it to get paid.
Remember that article last week with the wall art in, where was that at? Where they wanted to paint that, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember where it was, but kind of nasty looking.
It was in a courthouse or it was in City Hall or whatever. Martial law's in the house. Martial law, how are you doing this evening?
Fine.
He said fine.
All right. I heard him actually.
No, for the... I don't know.
We got a full house in here this evening. Party Central is going crazy. We've got Dr. Rent. We got Martial Law. We got the K-Man, the conditioning.
Ooh-yee!
Who is yours truly. So, just before we forget to announce it once again, because we're going to plug his program more than he plugged ours tonight, K-Man.
Who?
You.
What?
The K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion.
Hey, I plugged the show once.
Brand new show this evening, the debut episode. Will it be popular? Possibly. Will it be a disaster? Completely.
Yes.
But all it is about is fun. It's a zany intro to...
Zany? Zany.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
It's zany,
anything
so.
But zany.
No, it's zany. So you
sounds
be
like
the judge.
I have a zany cereal box.
You buy my take on it that it's a zany exploration in the music and DJing. Because it's going to be more of a DJ, more of a disc jockey approach you have to that, as opposed to being the K-Man, the person that says... things that are...
Oh, this other person's... I think he's insane.
So you're going to intro music, you're going to do some bits each and every week. I heard a little bit of it. I mean, let's be honest, this week is a pre-recorded program. One thing that K-Man and I will never do is lie to you about when we're pre-recorded. Email Mary.
Oh, jeez.
Later on, by the way, not now.
That was close.
We're never going to try to pass off a show as live when it's actually pre-recorded. Marshall Love, you lost weight.
Yeah.
You're sick, aren't you?
I found it.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Did you really did lose weight?
Yeah.
What'd you do? How'd you lose it?
Just started eating better.
Okay, I've been doing that as well. So, we'll never
has
miss
it been working?
I've lost like 5 pounds the past 2 weeks. So, Of course, I have a job where I have to walk a lot. You know, for a while there.
Well, that'll do it then.
I was a salesman, but I wasn't selling and I wasn't doing much walking. So, but we'll never mislead you with shows that are actually pre-recorded and then say that they're live. That's neither here nor there. But the show starts tonight. It debuts at 10 o'clock p.m. after the 3 hours of hard-hitting news and your other features on Conversation Digest, like what we saw on the way to the studio. So that's a show where music's played and the K-Man goes zany and crazy.
Zany. Oh,
and really closes down.
Anything other than zany.
Witty? I wouldn't say that. No, there's some wit there. So Yeah, there was a part where you're arguing with the computer, and I like that, by the way. It's a bit that needs to
sit. Oh, the computer. I'm going to beat up the computer.
It needs to That's go on. I encourage that. In the same vein as Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey. So, you have to record this as well. So, I'm just into music tonight, so.
Who did?
I have no idea. I have no idea. What are we talking about? Oh, Weston. Weston, oh, you are there on the map with your W's all over the place. Whatever made you think that you needed to put W's all over the place that we knew you were Weston. By the way, WASA stand. Do you know what WASA starts with?
W.
You know what Wisconsin starts with?
M, upside down.
That's a W, K-Man. Don't be coy with me. Do you understand that a lot of words start with W, like the word waste?
What?
Do you understand that? Do you understand that weight? Weight on spending tax dollars and spend it more wisely? All these, no, W-A-I-T, not W-E-I-G-H-T. There's a lot of words that start with W, am I right? Aren't there a lot of words that start with W? Why are we just assuming it's Weston? It could be anything, but it is Weston, because they say it is.
You're messing with that again.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You can't mess with that one.
Can you hear that music? It's Pat?
No, no one can hear that besides you.
Oh, that's right, I need to learn how board operates. So there's a poll generated in the area. There's a poll generated in the area where, you know, they Weston wants to know what you think about it, everybody. And of course, one of the persons that is quoted within the article that I will read some of in a few moments here is from Mosinee. I mean, Mosinee of all places, the city of smell. And I want to hear a quote. No offense to those who live in Mosinee. I'm sure you're used to the gut-wrenching smell. Is that offensive? I know the smell is, so you. Why would you have someone from Mosinee commenting on the W? I mean, I'm from WASA, but I have a show, right? This is a show, so that's why I'm chastising the W monuments. I'm just a bit more chastising of the W monuments, the polls, what the numbers are, and exactly what you say about Weston and where you think the problem lies or where the brilliance lies. Up in just a bit, also. A word from Dr. Rent's current events up in just a bit, and maybe more exploration into how it is that martial law lost weight. All that and more on WNRBLP Wasa 93.3 FM. I think he's sick or something, but.
Sunday. 2 p.m. at the Crapatorium. Don't remember how to get there, it's on 3rd Street, just off of campus. Females admitted for free. Come one, come all to the mega blowout race of the century. The monsters of monster truck racing will be there. Bauman and the Ziffelman, a head-to-head race of the strength and wills. It has come down to the best of the best, and these two are the shining example of the qualities of monster truck racing is looking for. Bauman will be driving the Laughinator. While the Zippelman will be piloting Beardy, the bearded truck. Each vehicle has its own strengths and vast amounts of weaknesses. Be prepared for explosions and many of them. We will also be handing out adult diapers, just in case the unthinkable happens, and you don't want to get up and go to the bathroom to miss any of the mounted excitement. Rev up the motors and be prepared for spine-shattering, bone-crunching awful time you could ever imagine. Bring the kids, they are sure to witness what their lives could be and scare them into pursuing a loftier goal in their life. That's not all, we have an assortment of vendors who don't mind being written checks and taking a deathly long time to process and secure payment. Get your souvenir Bauman red shorts or your fake Zippelman strap-on beard. Make sure you pick up the shirt of your favorite monster truck driver, the Zippelman or Bauman. All proceeds go to the Center for Bauman and Zippelman Charity. Be there or be sane!
Yo, 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 my dope honeys. Is you looking for the best club in the world? Do you find hoes be hitting on your sugar daddy? Well, get your ghetto booty out of that Hummer and shake it on the dance floor. What up, y'all? G-Punk here. You might recognize me from my videos on the MTV. With such hits as Get Up With Your Bad Self and Funky Hoes. I got all fed up with my brothers tripping all over. So I got my own Hizzy to drop some mad beats and put some skills on the dance floor. You are invited to the Big Grand Super is opening. It's like I always say, keep your friends close and your hoes closer.
Welcome to Mikey Motorboat Marina. We take our guests seriously and take full advantage of their attributes. By studying our clients closely, we can more closely evaluate their needs and wants. Mikey's Motorboat Marina. It's a whole new experience, and you won't forget to remember to turn off your stoves, because at Mikey's Motorboat Marina, we're always cooking. Man overboard! No problem. Especially since that ain't a man, it's a woman. That's where Mikey's CPR training comes in handy. If mouth-to-mouth doesn't work, two hands on the chest should do it. Set the anchor and sit a spell in our customized lounge area. Customized to suit your needs and wants. Come on down to Mikey's Motorboat Marina. Get a free bucket of chum to feed our domesticated mermaids. Don't worry, parents. They're fully clothed and are single and available only for those who are over 18. That's Mikey's Motorboat Marina. If you have boats, motorboat on down to our marina, and we'll dock you near our tackle for the catch of the day.
WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. This is your verbal extravaganza conversation digest. And quick note, Dr. Rent and Martial Law, neither one of them hate us in Conversation Digest. So right now on Conversation Digest, which is becoming a fast and steadying force on Conversation Digest, Dr. Rent's current events. Okay, we'll see. K-Man, you go first.
No, it's on
where,
three.
Where Dr. Rent generates a listing of questions, because like we've talked about incessantly the past couple weeks, the K-Man had the guts, if not the gall, to challenge me to a duel.
Hey, at least I attempted something.
No, that was good, because you actually had a spine for once. No offense, K-Man.
I know where you live,
and
I know how to get in your house without a key.
So Dr. Rent took it upon himself to generate his current events each week to test our knowledge of events that are going on locally and globally. And maybe in space. Maybe we'll do that someday. I don't know, but
space.
So what we'll do is I've got four or five questions. How many questions do we have here, Dr. Rent?
We each have three with a bonus follow-up.
Three with a bonus. So the bonus is worth double the typical number of points.
However you want to do it. Well, we'll do it just normal until for now. Everything's worth a point.
Okay. So, K-Man, why don't we shoot with you first? And I want to see that question to make sure you're not just making it up. Like,
how many fingers do humans have?
What's four?
Ten.
The thumb isn't.
That's not right.
815-842-8390. If you want to toss in a question or two, why would you do that? Dr. Rent already gave us a list. How presumptuous are you to assume that we? okay.
Are you berating the listeners if we have any right now?
Jeez. My mom's in Appleton. The live stream's not up. So, and your mom can't listen.
Oh,
by the way, before we go any further, if you want to, if ever, archive vintage episodes. Of Conversation Digest, famousashtray.com, all one word, famousashtray.com. K-Man, what's your first question there on Dr. Rent's current events?
In a recent survey conducted by the Village of Weston, what did people report as the worst thing that Weston has done in the last 5 years? Let me think about this. Could those be the monument obelisk things with the big W on them?
Okay, well, chalk that up as point number one for
That's
the K-Man.
One. Got the point.
Local question.
I don't know. I forgot the Weston Village administrator name for the bonus question.
I don't know either, actually.
Local
question for the condition in a recent survey conducted by the Village of Weston. What did people report as the best thing that Weston has done in the last 5 years? Well, it's a great question, because it would fool most people. I mean, the answer is...
Is it fooling you?
No, because I know the answer. I read the article. And when I was at home and I was preparing for tonight's program, I took a nap, which was a failure.
Which is your preparing is taking a nap?
I was tired. So the best thing that Weston has done the past 5 years is put up the obelisks, the little mini Washington monuments, because in the poll they said the best thing that was done was the monuments and the worst thing. So it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Is that true, Dr. Rent?
Those are both 1 point for each.
Okay, so what I'll do here is...
but now he didn't get his bonus.
I don't know the Weston Village president, but I know that...
you know the administrator?
No, I don't know either one.
Well,
so.
There we go. I don't know either.
You didn't know who Dean Zuliger is?
I've heard the name.
I don't know him personally.
You know who Fred Schuster is.
No, so Dr. Ren's winning, but he's not in the contest. So, okay, so state question for me, the condition. UW Badger football season starts tomorrow. Who do they play their first game against and where? Is it a Big Ten game? Ah, shoot.
You can't ask questions about questions.
No, I...
You don't know this? Because I don't.
Is it Utah? Why do I think Utah? Do they play Utah? Is it Ohio State? They wouldn't.
You can't have two guesses.
No, they wouldn't play Ohio State. I hope you have a sports question because unless it's
I do not have a sports
unless
question.
It's about the liberal Olympics, you're not going to know. The answer is no. I don't know. I don't know who they play. Okay. So what time does the game start? I would say 11:30 a.m.
They're playing UNLV.
Oh, jeez.
Las Vegas in Las Vegas, 10 p.m.
Oh my goodness, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's 110 degrees in Vegas. They're not starting the game till after dark in Vegas.
Wow. I would bet on that.
My.
Okay, so state question for you, K-Man, is what?
What Wisconsin prison lost a lawsuit against some of its prisoners concerning living conditions? That'd be the Waupun prison.
Gosh, dang it. All right. Is there a follow-up question, yo?
How much money did the prisoners award?
Okay, I bet you don't know that.
It was $60,000.
How much?
$60,000.
No. It was it was
$100,000.
$113,000. I get closer, right? Excellent.
Oh, we're doing
sorry, K-Man. So that's the bonus question's worth are they worth more than one?
Not yet.
Okay, so we're tied at two, am I correct?
The bonus question seems to be a little bit harder than the
Okay, so we're tied.
Well,
we're tied at two.
They're all hard for me.
All right.
Would you have known the answer had he not had that as one of his news articles?
No.
Yeah. Okay, national question came in. What is it? What do we got here for you?
For me, what newsworthy disaster is happening off the East Coast this week?
Oh, I know that.
And weekend. Wow, you do?
Yeah, I read the news, yo.
Oh,
Even the Drudge Report went
isn't
on there.
Isn't there
there's a
hurricane.
Yeah, so you're just playing coy with me again.
It's a hurricane.
Okay, and what newsworthy... Okay, what's the follow-up question?
Probably, what's its name? Probably hurricane condition.
Okay, I like that, but do you know the answer?
No, I do not.
Okay, I do. The hurricane's name is Earl Had to Die. Earl. Remember that song from the...
Someone named Earl does not seem like
is
a
it
threatening
Earl?
Person.
The Dixie Chicks, Earl? Get it? Okay, no one got that but me. Okay, so give me the bonus point question, yo.
Well, you did.
Okay,
you have two points.
And for
points.
The win, what newsworthy disaster happened off the Gulf Coast this week? I believe there was an oil ship that blew up?
Should we give them? It's an oil rig.
It's an oil rig.
Oil ship isn't
so,
an oil
I mean,
rig.
So, I mean, no, come on. Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, it's a half a point, isn't it? Okay, so, and then name its owner. I'm going to say it's not Stephen Hawking. I guess I don't know who, was it, the way it's written, I would say it must be a man. Name its owner.
It's a company.
Is it BP?
It is not BP.
Okay, is it, Exxon?
No.
Is it McDonald's?
No.
McDonald's has an
first letter right.
M. I don't know. Merrill Lynch? I have no idea. Who owns the ship? Oh, Mariner Energy. No, I didn't know that. Did they contribute to the Obama administration's campaign?
Maybe they're a small company out of Houston, so they probably are a Bush campaign contributor.
Out of Houston? Oh, yeah. At least they're not out of Massachusetts. Because they would have dropped all their energy and all their oil in Chappaquiddick. Okay, so I win, K-Man. No offense.
How so?
Because I got one of your bonus questions.
So just because you get a bonus question,
okay, let's
tabulate
the points.
I have three.
Okay, and I had one.
And then...
Two.
No, that was a half one because you...
0.5.
Not, you didn't
get...
Oh. Yeah, it was...
So that's
it's
one,
a
two.
One and a half, and then you stole one from me, which is...
I don't think that should be a half a point. How is that a half a point?
You said oil ship.
It's the same thing as a rig.
Why?
How isn't it the same thing? What's a rig by nature?
It's a, flo- a well, stationary
come on,
device.
Let's be honest.
It's a floating oil well. It's
God.
A rig, whereas a ship was a...
You can move it.
Okay, so that bonus point that I
so
had...
So, technically, one. I won, and you had 2.5, and I had 3.
Yeah. Actually, I don't. I disagree.
No,
I think.
But wait a minute, because you both got the Weston. You got Mopan, but he got the dollar amount.
Well, he was closer.
No, that's how we operate, K-Man.
You got the Hurricane. He named it.
Oh yeah, I won.
It looks like a tie.
I won.
Tie
how much
again?
Money were the? No, I got 3.5 points. I got this one. This is the conditions.
Do you know how to count?
Yeah, I do, K-Man. I have a college degree.
Which ones did you get?
You didn't even graduate
Which
from
ones
high
did you
school.
Get?
No offense.
I graduated from high school.
Okay,
same.
So this is 0.5.
Dude, you did.
This is
same
one.
Damn
two.
High school. You just say Merrill doesn't count as a high school.
Look, K-Man.
Yes.
What is its name? Earl. I got that. It's one. How much money were the prisoners awarded? That's two. What was the best thing that Weston has done in the last 5 years? That's three. And then name...
Oh, so
what?
You're half a point over me.
Reign supreme, yo. And the only reason you got any points at all is because I read the articles. Okay, so... all right.
I put the heat on.
Third week in a row I win. I'm the champion as it stands. And if I ever went up against Dr. Rent, I would probably never win again unless it was about 1980s TV shows. And the majority of the questions dealt with Mrs. Garrett. Okay, because I would win that at that point, so... Okay, Dr. Ryan would win.
What is going on?
Okay, so that much more, which what it is that I said that about, I have no idea. More hard-hitting news right now with the whole Weston scenario. What do we think about the Weston monuments? What are the monuments
of? Are people
of?
Buried underneath them?
The death
like,
of...
There's gold, pirate gold underneath each one.
Well,
the death of all the drivers who got sideswiped because they couldn't see traffic.
Well, I mean, that is an issue, isn't it? The obstruction of vision of the road. It is an obstruction visit. So what happened when this...
Are those the tiny ones?
When this survey... Yeah, it is one of the tinier ones. According... This is wasadailyherald.com, and it's good that the Daily Herald spends more time worrying about Weston than... I'm just joking. It's a community paper, isn't it? Does Weston have its own newspaper, by the way?
Technically, no.
Okay. Now, according to a community survey, the number one thing people love and hate about Weston are the street dividers on Schofield Avenue, which is pathetic. That's what you love about your community? You don't love your house? You don't love the beauty of the trees? You don't love the...
But Weston didn't do that. I actually got the survey. I was one of the people who filled it out.
Did you say that's the best thing you like about...
No, to me, the best thing Weston did in 5 years was they recruited the hospital.
Okay, I would say that's more of a noble thing to love, and I think that... I know what Leah would say. That's the significant... She would say Target. She loves shopping. There's like a virtual mall in my house. It's ridiculously depressing. I'm going to take everything back. I mean, the best thing about West, I can understand people saying, besides their neighbor, that the monuments would be the worst thing. I would say,
everyone
look,
hates their neighbor?
I would say, no, but my neighbors, I have two great neighbors on my street, the rest of them are like that jerk that plays the music real loud.
What about the one person that backed into your car and said you shouldn't have been on the other side of the road from her driveway?
I had some choice words for that old bag. what was that all about? No, I hope because if I talk about my neighbors, they're going to know it's me because I yell at Willapop all the time. So they're going to recognize my voice, you know. So a sampling from the survey results of 82 Weston residents and community leaders. Surveys were sent to 70 residents from 11 geographic districts with a village and 30 community members, including business owners, teachers, key volunteers, and neighborhood leaders. How many of those people are going to be negative about these monuments? The majority of them are business leaders, right?
33%.
It was multiple choice. They basically said, this was a fill in the blank. It was, what is the best thing that Weston has done in the last 5 years?
It was multiple choice?
And then they listed about 10 or 15 different things.
Oh, they don't really...
Could you fill in your own thing?
And yes.
Okay.
Oh, I would have said, I mean, did anyone mention, did anybody have any original thoughts? Not to disparage you, Dr. Ryan.
I didn't see the. I haven't gone on Weston's website to see what the results are of the survey.
Okay,
you could punch that up right now.
55%. Well, I need to read these stats. 55% strongly agreed, and 39% agreed that the village is a better place to live than it was 5 years ago. How is that possible? Obama's made everything black and blue around here, or yellow and gray, or whatever. I don't know.
Yellow and brown. Wow. Yeah, you did.
Yellow and brown.
Yeah, you know, like toilets. Stuff.
So how is it that any community is better in America? With a yellowing landscape?
Or the...
Well, they didn't have full-time ambulance. They didn't have full-time fire department.
But, I mean, I just think that we've taken so many punches in America. You know, I wouldn't... I mean, is Wausau better off than we were 5 years ago? I live here now, so I suppose, but...
You were here over 5 years ago as well.
No, actually, I was in this. Wasn't I in Weston at that point? Wasn't that Weston where we?
No, that was still Wausau. That was a Wausau. That was a Wausau address.
42% strongly agreed, and 47% agreed. Village officials use tax dollars well. Idiots. I'm just joking. 60% said the ratio of homes to businesses were just right. While okay, enough of these numbers. 48.7%, which is a number as well, but they strongly agreed, and 43.1%. Blah blah. So I have an inch to I have to inch out blind, said Ron Nowak. He's a landscaper who tows a trailer while working in Weston. Nowak said it's difficult to see traffic in both directions. I would agree with that. It is. But he also says that that these monuments help to generate traffic from businesses, from Target, because Target wants to be there because, you know, they only have like 5,000 stores. So apparently... And the same goes for Walgreens, because there is a line in this argument.
Isn't there two Walgreens in Wausau? Well, or that, Wausau area?
Was.
Two and a half.
They're building a third.
Where's that at, Dr. Rent?
You know where the Halloween store is?
Yes.
On the corner of Stewart Avenue and 17?
Yeah.
That's all going to be a Walgreens.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, do they have monuments over there? Because according to this article, that's why Walgreens decided to go there, was because of these monuments. I'll find that spot here. Well, then they're going to be going up all over the place by cemeteries as well. Because that's what some of these people make the point, that this looks like graves at cemeteries.
There's gold under those. I said it before.
Where is that part of the article, K-Man, where I talked about...
I don't know. I wasn't really looking. I was not paying attention.
Over. You stopped paying attention.
Yeah, I don't have to listen to anything now. I just go off my own.
You know that $23 million has been invested in the Schofield Avenue corridor as existing businesses renovate and new businesses open? Where was this at?
Page.
This is what Zelliger said. I think Zelliger said it.
You see, had you been reading, his name is right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're making the corrections and addressing the concerns people raised in the surveys. Well,
I told you there was going to be a test.
If you want to formulate an...
I think I might look at this next week.
If you want to formulate a plan of action... K-Man, you're killing me here. If you want to formulate a plan of action based on what 70 people say, no offense... But maybe you should ask every single person who lives in Weston, aside from children and invalids. Because, well, they might not be able to form an opinion. We're making the corrections and addressing the concerns people raised in the surveys. He said the project was certainly a part of new businesses like Walgreens and Ace Hardware opening and Target and Pick and Save doing major renovations.
That's a run-on sentence.
When did Target do major renovations? Did that actually happen?
The run-on sentence or the renovation?
3 years ago.
Renovations? It's a brand-new store within 20 years.
Yeah, they redid the complete inside, all brand new, shiny floors.
That's not why they did it, because the monuments? I think that's a falsehood.
I have no idea why they did it. All I know is now I can't find them.
But, I mean, and Walgreens. So Walgreens, this project was certainly, okay, so when he says, when Zelliger says, and Zelliger 715-842-8390, you're certainly welcome to refute my claims. I just don't think that this has anything to do with the monuments. Walgreens doesn't go into a neighborhood and say, look, there's gravestones all over the place. Let's build a new store. They don't do that. Why would they? That Walgreens has thousands of stores in America.
If there's that many gravestones, then it's obvious they need a pharmacy to prevent future gravestones.
I mean, I just think that this is absurd. It's so presumptuous to assume that these little stone monuments, that's the reason why Walgreens and Ace Hardware comes in. You can get a business
anywhere these days. Wasn't Ace Hardware because there before?
Ace Hardware was something different altogether. It was a different business. I mean, you can make the claim that, the business that was there before went out. Am I right? It was a different business?
It was
Farm and Home.
M&M Farm and Home.
Okay, so if these industrious, innovative, creative monuments are so groundbreaking, they changed the landscape completely, why is it that they couldn't prevent the loss of Farm and Home? Why is that, K-Man? If they're bringing new businesses in...
So the gravestones brought the businesses.
The gravestones could not prevent the leaving of a business.
There's gravestones. We can't leave now. The party just started.
I just say rip the beauty. Rest in peace, the beauty of Weston. Dr. Rent disagrees. He's entitled to his opinion, even though
You're going to say that he's wrong?
No, he's not wrong, because that he might be right. I mean, the survey says at least a portion of the people agree with Dr. Rent. He is very intelligent. But he is officially not really in the studio, though. He's in the production room, so. No, he's a very intelligent man. And he knows much more about property ownership. He knows much more about taxation, the revenue situation, the yellowing of the landscape in America. It's not just Obama's fault, either. George W. Bush had his hand in it as well, didn't he? Because I remember when he was in office, you used to criticize Bush all the time. But now that Obama's in office, you never criticize him. No offense, K-Man. Just point out your liberal tendencies. So.
I never have?
No, you've never criticized Obama. Never. Truthfully speaking, I remember these things because I would document that.
You remember what you want to remember.
You have never... No, you never have, K-Man. You're still my friend. I don't know why, but... God bless you, K-Man. Don't forget about your lullaby explosion tonight, by the way.
Yeah, that's on at 10.
Why don't we just do some promos from some of the programs here?
Because we're
about ready to hit the pre-record vintage archive portion
of
the show tonight.
Well, if Zara
decides
it's going to play the thing.
Oh.
Can't get the other...
You mean Raza?
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So are we dipping into here now?
Okay, 715-842-8390 in case you have any points to make.
Look who put his on front.
Yeah. So in case you have any other points to make about do we want to dim the lights on the mentally ill inmates? Are we too concerned about these fluorescent bulbs preventing their sleep? Because when the eyelids are... See, this is a psychological thing. Do you know that when I sleep at night...
Do you?
I have to have every light off, and I have to have the white noise going. The white noise, it's a psychological issue. These guys are going to be in there the rest of their lives. And they're worried about a fluorescent light being all too bright. What's going on, K-Man?
Nothing. I think it might actually go.
Excellent.
I think I said.
If you read the article, I should have put this down. What sports equipment are they now going to be given?
Well, hopefully they get more dumbbells so that they can get in better shape so that when they do have a prison break, hacky they can beat up even more people. Oh, hacky sacks. I read that too. Yeah, hacky sacks.
I remember that.
Well, upon prison, yeah.
Okay, just as long as they're shackled.
Gives them a reason to kick people then.
Wapan lost the $100,000 lawsuit because they didn't give the prisoners hacky sacks.
That's ridiculous.
Bunch of hippies.
It is. I hate to say it, but okay, in all fairness, in every one of these rooms, in these rooms, the studio and what used to be the production room, and now hopefully it'll be the expanded version of the studio, right?
Hopefully. You know what I spent about this wall?
No, Dr. Ren, we can move the wall. You know, we can move this. It's a free floating wall.
I know, that's how I have.
So, I mean, you know, I think we should do that, but Dr. Ren, move this wall. Reagan would have. But you know, we all know who's giving these, in all fairness to ideology, we all know who it is that's giving these prisoners all these rights.
Me?
What portion? It is the liberals. Yes, K-Man.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's
whatever
fine.
You're gonna do.
I mean, you love humanity. You got to get reelected somehow, so.
Love humanity?
You don't love humanity. You just love being liberal, so. Okay, so Thursday, now this gentleman, he has lost a lot of weight. How much have you lost? 20 pounds? Okay, well, there's something not right there medically. You might want to get that checked out. That's way too much weight to lose that fast. How long did it take you to lose it?
About a month.
Yeah, well, you're sick. You need meds. You need meds, man.
No, it's called a quit eating McDonald's.
Okay, I don't eat McDonald's anymore, so.
Yeah, that's why God invented Burger King.
That is why God invented Burger King. So the Underground is the resistance to boring corporate radio, martial law. We'll play only the best unsigned, and although that's changing.
That has changed. Last night after rewrite that.
Okay, so he will now play signed bands. He will play them. Heavy metal and alternative bands from around the world, and that's Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Shublong Her, Among Patio Conversation. Saturdays, 12 to 1 p.m. I can't say I've ever heard that program. I don't think. Every show is filled with music, news, entertainment, and a special topic for discussion. Dr. Rent, as of course before mentioned, Thursday evenings, 5 to 6 p.m., talks everything Rent. That's what you need to know. Who's Don Gifford? Who is that? Oh, okay. Well, Don Gifford, who has a written promo sheet here, that's fine.
I'm going to sign you out of this stuff.
So it's all about Halen, whatever that makes. Is that Sarah Halen? H-A-E-L-E-N? What's this about? To make whole. What?
That's what it means.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I guess that's the name, Halen. Van Halen. Halen. H-A-E-L-E-N. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. And what it is, it's meditation, spirituality, discussions, teachings to remind each other gifts and abilities we all have since birth. I would beg to differ, Don. I dare you to try to find some gifts and abilities that were granted to the K-Man and me.
You put me in there?
Well, I don't want to just barrage myself with criticism. No, that sounds like an interesting show. We all have since birth and how to use them. Using shamans, Native Americans, East-West interpretations and sources. We'll have guest hosts with other modalities. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to guest host on this show. Be a guest. Don Gifford and Kenneth McVeigh.
There we go.
The Mix.
It's, you know, he's on the... You just said his show by himself before.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah,
Oh, he's a good guy. I met him. I had no idea that was his show, and I couldn't really read what that word was. It's Halen. But then Don Gifford's actually on with Kenneth McVeigh. And but that's a family thing. I think grandfather and grandson, as it is. The Mix, Fridays at 4 to 6 p.m., which is before Conversation Digest. It's before us.
Because
we start at 7. So, and really what they do is play all kinds of music from country to pop to rock and roll. The show will help you end your week and begin your weekend, which is what we do. He's a precursor to the Gay Way to the Weekend. So, I mean, he's getting you kicked off. Him and Don are going to get you kicked off a little bit earlier than we do, and they're going to do that until 6 p.m. Also, the Blues Doctor, Clinic of Boogies and Blues. Does that sound like him?
You have to be doing this thing with your head while you're doing it.
Oh, is that what he does? He does gyrations. Wednesdays, 7 to 11 p.m., the Doc serves up the best in blues to cure your ills. Listeners can expect to hear artists from the 20s as well as brand new releases. The musical medicine takes a holistic approach to... Oh, he does holistics as well? Okay. But includes Texas blues, acoustic, classic, Chicago, East Coast. You want to whip up that drink song?
Or did
you
already... I closed it all.
Oh, you did?
I'm getting ready.
East Coast, West Coast, British as well as gospel, R&B, blues, rock, and all subgenres. Dr. Rent, we already talked about him. Michael E. Bowman. As I call him, Michael Bowmanofsky. 3-1.
Oh.
What's Left on the Table presents Hollywood Sludge, the longest radio show title ever in humanity, except for the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. Each week at 9 to 10.
That's going
to
hit off. Good.
Although, you know, we are entering into the NFL season, so we may not hear him for 4 months. He skips the show a lot. God bless him. God bless a little 6'8" giant. He's a tall guy. Each week, come discover the 6 hottest Hollywood stories from the past week as compiled by the host Michael E. Bowman. I think he talks more about Lindsay Lohan and Michael McConaughey than any other...
Michael McConaughey?
Oh, what is it, Matthew?
Yes.
Oh, speaking of which, I've been meaning to complain to you about how they have Matthew McConaughey on the beef commercials now.
On the what commercials?
Beef. It used to be Robert Mitchum. Does anybody else remember that? Robert Mitchum used to be on the beef. It's What's for Dinner. Am I the only one that remembers this?
There's a voice there.
Oh, Marshall Law's like, this is the voiceover work on a McDonald's commercial. I'm not going to remember. I'm just joking, Marshall Law. WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People. I don't read that part of it. You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Thanks go out to All American Taxi, County Market, Wayne Searing Insurance, El Tequila Salsa, and Furniture Mattress of Stevens Point for their much-appreciated sponsorship. And, of course, Conversation Digest, 7 to 10 p.m. on Fridays. We discuss current topics in Wausau, America, and beyond. Hard-hitting news, factual information, bringing common sense to the common person, part politics, part comedy, and complete entertainment. Okay, and that is it for tonight's live portion of Conversation Digest. Be back next week.
That's for... call to action.
Oh, jeez. I can't avoid that.
You can do it. You can't do call to actions on for-profit things right in the
chat. Oh, then we can do that.
Oh, then we can say lots more things.
Okay, and if you would like to go to our website, please do so.
Can we say go to the website?
Go to the website.
That's, yeah.
Now we are free.
Yeah.
We are liberated, yo. You go to our website for archive episodes. This episode, if you would like to rehear what you heard tonight, tomorrow, the K-Man will actually
It'll be up tonight sometime.
You can even listen again if you would like. So he's going to do that before he gets drunk, so he can actually get that up.
Oh, I've done it while drunk, too.
And don't forget the K-Man's Lullaby Explosion debut inaugural
event. Hopefully it loads up. Zara decides to play by the rules we set down, because computers.
Yeah, well, hopefully it will. And if it doesn't, well, he'll just play it some other time.
Come on down here at 10 o'clock.
We can't get in at that point.
Oh, I can.
Dr. Rent could. So, okay, each and every week at 7 to 10, because we've got a live portion and then pre-recorded. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to WNRBLP Wausau. This has been Conversation Digest.
Famous Ashtray Production.